at hosting? Or me?
You do it. Not that.
Cool. Hey, what's going on? This is episode 2 of SideQuest Podcast. My name's Joe.
My name's Doug.
Today on SideQuest, we're going to be talking about Avengers, pretty much. The full review, I guess.
Yeah.
Breakdown, what did we like, what we didn't like. We're also going to talk about some Star Wars stuff. I haven't had a chance to chat about it since Celebration. I happened to be in town on a visit, and here in sunny Toronto. So, it's been a long day, a couple long days, but...
There's some walking, some good walking.
Yeah.
But ready to talk some movies?
Right on. Well, I guess the obvious question is, what did you think of Avengers?
I liked it a lot. I think it's hard to top seeing them all together for the first time in a movie. Like, that was the coolest thing about the first one, and the fact that it was a really good movie. I think a lot of people were... I don't know. They had their doubts leading up to it. But it delivered for the most part. It was well received. And I don't know. I really liked this one. There were parts I didn't like. But overall, I was really blown away by all of the action scenes.
Yeah.
I loved... It was just a roller coaster ride. The whole thing.
I kind of feel the same way. Like, the first one... didn't really have any business being as good as it was, just because Iron Man 2 wasn't that great. Cap 1 wasn't spectacular. You know, like, they were good. They were serviceable superhero movies. Fine, you know, pay the $10 and get some cool fucking shit. Like, see cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then, finally, Avengers comes out, and it's just like, this is incredible. Like, seeing them all work together, all this, like, the helicarrier was bigger than anything you've ever seen in a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is hard to recreate that feeling, but I agree, like, it was really good. It's the kind of thing you would know if it was bad, like, oh my god, they fucked this up. I mean, a good example is Dark Knight Rises.
Right,
coming out of that, I was like, it wasn't that good, you know, like, and you knew that. This one, it wasn't perfect. It's clear that they have more fun this time, you know, like, the proof of concept was Avengers 1, and now they can go back in and be a little bit more jokey at points, and...
Yeah, I liked the humor was really good. The humor and the dark parts kind of tied in together really well.
You know what, you can tell Joss Whedon, like, TV humor, mm-hmm. like, little one-liners after everything, you know, like, it wasn't... Like, the comedy was really TV, which I thought. It wasn't... I don't know. I mean, it's not a comedy.
No, it's not.
They try to inject comedy into it.
And I think it went over well for the most part.
Yeah, there were little chuckle moments.
Guardians did it a little better, but...
Yeah.
This was probably the best Avengers-related movie, you know, counting all the other ones,
where
it worked.
Where Guardians is actually funny, I would say that this is a movie with jokes in it.
Yeah.
But, like, the character of Rocket is inherently funny, and Groot is inherently funny, and... Chris Pratt as fucking Star-Lord. Like, it was funny to watch them banter and bicker, whereas in Avengers, it's just, it's cool, and they try to tell jokes in it.
Yeah.
And little chuckle moments.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, yeah, overall, it was amazing.
Let's just go through it. Like, I really liked the opening scene, where it showed them all working together, and that was a great, it set the tone for the movie that you just... I don't know how to describe what I liked about the action scene so much. Maybe it was the camera angles.
It was filmed awesome.
It, like, the just the way it showed the perspectives of everything while the fights were kind of happening.
Yeah,
was
you have,
really,
like,
really
you have
cool.
Hulk, like, flying around in the background of a shot of Black Widow or something like that. And that great scene in the first movie where it's one long cut,
mm-hmm.
it's like they gave you one of those right away. It's
yeah.
just like, the Avengers are here, and it's fucking awesome. Like, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're kicking ass. It's great. You know that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. Based on the trailers, I I saw things happening in the movie that I expected to happen much later.
Yeah.
Like the that whole siege, I knew it was going to be kind of early because Ultron isn't in any of those scenes. But
the fact that it was an opening scene was a little surprising. Yeah, I kind of felt that too. To me, what I thought of was when the Lego sets leaked, everyone was like, they're spoilers if you look at the Lego sets, and there was a set of that scene. Yeah. And I remember looking at that and thinking, what does this have to do with anything? But yeah. I almost felt reassured seeing it right in the beginning. I was like, oh, okay, that's no major plot detail.
Yeah, what do you want to do? You want to go chronological or gripes and then likes?
I guess chronological. My only worry is I might remember it a little wrong. Maybe let's do likes and gripes then.
Let's do gripes first.
Gripes first.
Probably there's more to say. Obviously, with anytime we start breaking things down, it's like we're finding little minute details and saying, like, I didn't like this, but I'm not saying the movie's bad in any way. Well, no. There are some bad parts, but... well, first of all, one thing that's really hard to recreate is that fear of the Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, in the first movie, you didn't really know what was going on until the end. Like, does he have control when he turns into the Hulk? You know, when he turns into the Hulk on the helicarrier, it's pretty bad. Like, it's bad for everybody. And there's reasons to be afraid of him. It was almost like a horror scene. Like, there was a monster on that thing. Knowing by the end of Avengers 1 that he can just turn it on whenever he wants, I wasn't really, you know, that was missing from his character.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that was missed. I did like the thing with Black Widow, where she kind of calms him down.
The lullaby. And
like, yeah. Which brings me to my next point, that, like, the love story. Were you biting on that or what?
I think everyone disliked that the most.
Scarlett Johansson had, like, she was on. She was looking good. She was fucking flirting hard.
Yeah. I mean, she was arguably not the entire movie. Black Widow, though, through much of the movie. You didn't really see her fighting a lot.
Yeah.
It was more just her calming the Hulk, and they developed a romance with that. Like, I kind of suspected that was going to happen in this movie with a character. My guess was Captain America. I thought they were starting to develop that in the second Captain America movie, where they had the whole thing where they ran away together and they kissed in the mall. I sensed that coming. I guess they just decided to do it with the Hulk instead. Whatever.
It did seem really, like, placed in, but I have no problem with that being in the movie.
No, it was just the way it unfolded, I think, was a little...
Yeah.
It took up too much screen time.
Yeah.
Was my biggest problem with it.
Well, did you like the whole... Sorry. Going, like, they were at Hawkeye's farm or whatever.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it, to be honest. I liked that
the farm scene?
Yeah, well, they did a lot to humanize a lot of the Avengers.
I like that actress a lot, his wife.
Yeah, she's...
She's really cool.
So good.
Mad Men, she's in Bloodline. She's awesome.
Yeah, from...
Freaks and Geeks, too, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of like the Hawkeye stuff. They were pretty heavy-handed with the Hawkeye jokes, like, I don't belong here, and how do I fit? And I don't mind the fact that they brought light that he is the only human, and that's exactly that, like, his place on the team is to just represent humanity, like, as just a guy with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be talking about gripes. It did show a little bit of Joss Whedon's inability to write, like, a huge story. There was a lot going on in a really fast time. I think there's going to be an extended cut, though. It's possible he had to rip things out that tied the whole arc together and the whole story threads. But it seemed really disjointed. Like, Thor at one point leaves, and then he comes back and he's like, I had a vision. Or, I saw it. Like, there's no explanation there. He just goes in that weird water.
The Thor departure was a little weird, and just bringing Eric in for the 5 minutes of the movie was a little...
Why did he need his help?
I don't know. To show him the pool, I think? That's what happened, right? Eric showed him the pool.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I would have preferred it if he went to Asgard or something.
It somehow connected him to his to that dream, like that Scarlet Witch put in.
Yeah.
What's weird is that I keep thinking I'm saying the wrong character, but it's Scarlett Johansson and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Black Widow.
The dream scenes were awesome. I really liked the dream scenes. Sorry, we're supposed to be talking about gripes.
It's fine. Whatever. No hold.
I think we covered, I think you're covering most of them. I mean, those were my main issues with it. I liked that they tried to set up the Infinity Gauntlet stuff a little bit, but I don't know.
Anybody who doesn't know what that is still probably confused.
Yeah. So, I would have been fine with just the end credit scene being 10 seconds longer, what they wanted to do.
When did we see the Infinity Gauntlet? It was...
At the end.
No. It was in somebody's vision. Was it...
Oh,
Was it Ultron? Like, in Ultron's mind?
No, it was in Thor's vision. Thor saw it in the reflection pool.
I don't know.
Maybe not. Tony Stark didn't see it.
Yeah.
Captain America didn't see it.
No. Captain America was...
We don't know what the Hulk saw.
That's true.
I don't remember, but it was in someone's video.
They showed all, the Tesseract, and, breaking open, and there was a gem, and then they showed...
It must have been Thor.
It must have been Thor.
Whether it was in the reflecting pool or when he first had the vision, I don't know, but...
Yeah, but I loved the vision, but they very quickly made his origin.
Did you know he was in the movie?
Yeah.
Did everyone?
I think so. Well, he's in the trailer. He's in the second trailer.
I didn't catch that, and I was so happy to have that come up in the movie.
Yeah. That would have been awesome. Yeah, that would have been awesome.
I watched the trailers a lot. I didn't really catch it. I don't know.
Well, all they show you in the trailer is the android eyes. His eye with a manipulation. So if you didn't know it was the vision, you're just saying, oh, it's another Ultron.
Yeah, that's... And I really liked that. Like, when I saw that come out, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And when... I really liked when he picked up the hammer. I thought that was really fucking cool because... That's a Joss Whedon high for me. Like, you know, he comes in and you're just thinking, oh, great, the movie's going further off course. Like, what's happening with Ultron? They're arguing. I'm going to see them all argue, and then I know they're going to get back together. Like, and I'm starting to get anxious. And then he just picks up the hammer and it's over. Okay, he's on our side now. I liked that. And then it was just cool. Let's go to the next scene. He's with us. That's all we need to say.
I think the Vision was a little underpowered in the final scenes.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to have much to do, but he was awesome. Like, he reminded me a little bit of Dr. Manhattan in, this omnipotent
He did seem presence. Kind of invincible from the beginning. Maybe that's because I know a little bit about his character from the comic books, but...
Yeah.
He's quite powerful.
I'm afraid for his life pretty soon, because if do you think that Thanos will ever actually get the gauntlet? Because one of the gems is in the Vision. So, I mean, for him to get that gem, he'd have to destroy the Vision.
Yeah. I think Thanos will have the gauntlet in the first movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like that Loki's scepter has always been around, and no one knew which stone it was.
Yeah.
And it was a cool reveal that that was, the Mind Stone, and, it just happened to, be used for... It adds some more weight to everything, all the ambiguity, I think, is the word, of the scepter and what its powers are and how no one really understands what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Even the mind control, when he touches somebody with it and it takes over their mind, it just kind of explains. We know which gem it is now, so it kind of explains all the backstory of what the power of that scepter is.
That's true. I hadn't really thought of that.
Vision came up fairly quickly, and... After Tony Stark had botched the Ultron project, for better or worse, something happened, whether it was his fault or not, as far as, what his intentions were. But then to just have, the, oh my god, deja vu, we just had this conversation kind of thing, where he decides to jumpstart it, that could have been a great moment to...
Split them apart?
Yeah.
That's what I thought was happening when Cap came in and just started...
Yeah, I thought Stark was going to do it anyway, and then they weren't going to be friends for the rest of the movie, and then we go into Civil War. I wasn't really happy with how they didn't really plant any seeds for Civil War, which I would have liked. I was actually really looking forward to
Civil War, the next movie?
Aside from Ant-Man.
Aside from Ant-Man, it is. So next summer, Civil War?
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was also when they were chopping wood, they were talking about their perspectives and their point of views and how they're aligned today, but their nature is to go in opposite directions. I don't remember the exact phrasing they used, but I was looking for that stuff. You know,
and
I
wanted it. Kind of at the end too, when they parted ways. It was on a friendly term, but it was different people.
Yeah,
that was made clear. So yeah, that's possibly the setup we're going to get. I mean, a potentially 2.5 to 3 hour movie starting off with just those two characters could, you know, start the conflict and do it fine.
Yeah,
it didn't need to be. They had a lot to do in this movie.
Yeah,
I mean, they introduced a few new characters, killed one of them off, I think.
Yeah,
there's no way. I think he's killed off.
Yeah, I think he's done. There's just too many of them.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have put him at the, in the end, like when they say Avengers Assemble or whatever at the end. I liked that we're starting to get new team members in.
Yeah.
So they clarified that, yes, they are going to be part of the Avengers team. Couple of things, rapid fire. The fucking helicarrier had no business being in this movie.
No.
Like,
it did.
It was almost unnecessary. Like, they had to, like, there was a lot of weight to that decision. What do we do to save all these people? And for just to be a lifeboat out of nowhere, like, why'd you even create that conflict in the first place? If I guess they had to destroy the rock, which I thought was a really cool device.
Yeah.
I know that I can tell, you know, you don't want to hit that same note of just cities being destroyed and what's a creative way to be a villain in a Marvel movie now. And that was kind of cool. Like, he used the idea of an asteroid, literally lifting an entire city up into the stratosphere and then dropping it.
Yeah.
That was a cool idea. I liked that device. It was huge. Like, I didn't expect that. So, I mean, that was kind of...
I liked everything Ultron did. I did feel like they lacked a little bit his motives. It just kind of said,
"Yeah,
you must be stopped." And that's really all he said. It didn't really... I mean, whatever. Do I really care that much? They could have threw some bullshit in, I guess. It might have been worse, you know?
Oh, that's another thing about the Vision. It's like, oh, remember we thought we lost Jarvis? No, I found him. He's here. Like, what? It was just a backup? Backup Jarvis? They didn't think of that? I love that the Vision was Paul Bettany, too. Like, the voice of Jarvis was cool. It wouldn't have been the end of the world if it was a different actor. But no, it's just a cool way to connect the whole Jarvis thread. They didn't point to it. Like, Tony Stark didn't have to say, like, Jarvis, is that you? Like, it was just, it's there for the people who care. And it really, if it wasn't there, it wouldn't be a big deal. But
they kind of pointed to it. I think he asked him if he was Jarvis, and he said, no.
I am here. Like, he just,
He said, like, so they clarified that it's not him.
Really? He did ask him? Oh, wow.
He did, yeah. He's like, are you Jarvis? He's like, no, I'm neither good or bad. And then you didn't know, like, you were starting to think, are they gonna fight him? And then he picked up the hammer.
Yeah, the Vision was awesome. What did you think of Ultron?
I liked him a lot.
Yeah,
I liked James Spader.
I really liked James Spader too.
I couldn't remember what I knew him best from until I looked it up later, but it's The Office.
The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But I like his voice a lot. He did a good voice. I mean, that's really all you can say.
I always have a problem in movies when robots have moving mouths.
I liked the look of it, though. Like, I really... Maybe when I
watch
it...
Why would he have a mouth that moves up and down? Like, he doesn't have a jaw.
I liked his mouth, though. It was speakers that opened up when he talked.
That was really cool.
I liked that. Like, I thought that was cool. Like, he could probably just talk through the speakers, but it would look stupid.
Well, I disagree. When he was the, like, embodied in those drones, they didn't have moving mouths, and, like, he just moved his head really weird, and they kind of walked around weird. And I liked that presentation, like, just
the... Yeah, if he was that mangled robot for the whole movie,
it could have been cool. Oh, yeah, it could have. But the way, like... he's an AI, and he can, as long as the program of Ultron exists, like, he can just, like, personify anywhere until the Vision turns his internet off, turns off his Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Why didn't they just shut the internet off? Would it be that bad for the world to have no internet for 3 days until someone just reprogrammed him to never turn on? Like, hey, listen, the world's gonna end. Like, half of Russia is gonna get launched into the sky.
It's not just like, if we don't, it's not like they're just gonna turn off IGN. Like, they'd have to shut down all network.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you compare the damage of that between what actually he did in destroying that whole city, it's probably easier to clean up the internet being off for a few days.
It's the, why don't they take the birds, you know? Why,
yeah, like, I know, birds. I know. One thing, though, about, one more thing about Ultron. I remember watching the movie and seeing him talk and just pausing and thinking, this is CG, but this looks good. I like the way his looks. I really bought
it. Did you see it in 3D?
I did, so maybe my opinion will change when I watch it again in 2D.
I saw it in 3D, too, and I was worried about the whole CG bad guy. Like the whole movie, the bad guy is just this CG cartoon.
Yeah, but
cartoon.
I did think he... It looked good.
It looked better when he was less shiny. When he had the vibranium armor, he looked a little bit better. It was just more, like, gritty.
And am I right to say he didn't fight that much as his main form one-on-one with characters?
I feel like there were a few Vision, scenes. He fought with Iron Man.
But the Vision scene, he was just pretty much lasering him the whole time, wasn't he?
No, him and Vision got in a fist fight.
Oh, right, right.
He got in a fist fight with Cap on the truck. He fought Iron Man on that boat.
Yeah, you're right. I was just saying, I couldn't think of it.
Yeah. It's just, these movies are starting to fill up with too many flying robots.
Yeah.
Like, Iron Man 3 was, like, they blew their load on flying robot enemies.
Oh, one thing we haven't even talked about yet. Fucking one of my favorite scenes.
Before we move on, sorry. The death of Ultron, I really liked. Yeah. Where, like, they can beat him up 100 times, but until they kill all of them, it's not going to make any difference because he's connected. But that last Tony Stark drone is, like, climbing up the hill, and Vision's just waiting there for him.
Yeah.
And they kind of have a dialogue, and Ultron's trying to ask questions. Like, he knows he's defeated, and he's just trying to learn more. Like, I don't understand, like, what is happening. I had a mission, peace in our time. And the Vision almost, like, sympathized and tried to talk him out of it. What did
I'm trying to think of what was the line. He asked him a question.
The Vision says, like, beauty is not something that lasts forever. Like, beauty is being here while it's happening. Like, oh, yeah, the Vision says, like, they're doomed.
Yeah.
And Vision says, I know. You know, like, it's, yeah, we are doomed. Like, we're going to destroy the planet, or the planet will destroy us. One of those things will happen. Vision's aware of it. Ultron knows it. And it's just not about that. It's about how we exist today while we're here, you know? I don't remember the line either, but that was cool. And then the Vision just fucking, like, yeah. I don't like that the Vision would ever take orders. You know, like, he shows up for practice at the end of the movie. That
I like that the Vision is pretty much a galactic being. You know, like, Tony Stark, the Hulk, Captain America.
He's not galactic other than the stone. He has the stone, which makes
he's
him
galactic
very, very
in the sense that he can go anywhere and has the power of that stone. Like, yeah, he's like Thor on that level, where, like in the far out Avengers comics, and I don't want to talk too much about the comics, but there's, like, almost the other team of Avengers that just exist in space and have battles in space. And I mean, he belongs up there. He can do all of that. He's like,
and there's going to be a lot of room for him in the new movies.
Exactly. So that's why I like him a lot. But going into it, like, one of my favorite scenes was definitely the Hulkbuster fight.
Yeah.
I loved that. Like, just the idea of it. Like, the thought of, okay, it's, this could happen, so I'm going to have this thing orbit the planet Earth, and whenever I need it to cage the Hulk, it will do
that
cage
for
me.
Awesome. But, and
oh,
how
it was
he
so
escaped
cool.
The cage was the best, too.
Yeah. I loved that. And just, I forgot that scene was coming.
Through the Earth. Like, that was amazing.
And it comes up.
That was epic, that fight.
That,
like,
was so
as
good.
Soon as they started fighting, I was like, I was really hopeful that scene would happen after everything, like, after Ultra, like, that is the real ending, you know. And
I like the way it played out, though.
Yeah, it was cool. He was just destroying the city. Like, the banner says, like, the world got to see the Hulk today, you know, and he's pissed off about it. But the fight was cool. How could that ever end, though? Like, that, I feel like that battle would never end. Because nothing's gonna... I mean, the only way it can end is if the Hulk fucking kills Iron Man. Because nothing's stopping the Hulk. And
no, even after the Hulk killed Iron Man, he would go on. He wouldn't be at peace. There'd still be people shooting at him, and he'd...
Oh, you know what? You know what ended it? The Scarlet Witch, like, trance fell off of him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how he was able maybe to settle down or something. But it ends with Iron Man punching him. And then it just cuts to black. Yeah. And then they're buds again. Like, I wanted that to have a little bit more weight as far as, like, team mentality goes. And
well, the way they did it was they put it all just on the Hulk and within himself, right?
Yeah.
Which, I don't know.
What do you think happened with the Hulk at the end?
I mean, I think he went back to hiding and...
You think he's still on Earth? That's the question, is the Hulk in space or not?
Yeah, how could he get to space?
Just flew that ship into space.
I don't think that maybe ship he was, can go to space.
Maybe he was committing suicide.
I don't think that's what happened.
You think he's on Earth?
Yeah,
looking up. He's looking up out of the window.
I would like to think he went to space. I just
because he could show up in Ragnarok.
That'd be cool. But
Hulk
how
on
can
Asgard? That's that. Like, we've seen that before.
The Hulk's, as I see it, the Hulk's basically invincible, but I don't think he can breathe in space.
The Hulk, okay, Bruce Banner put a gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger and didn't, and the Hulk spit it out. That's what he said.
Right,
nothing
right.
Killing the Hulk,
but a lack of oxygen might. I don't know. He can't breathe in space.
Well,
maybe if the Hulk was in space in the Hulk form, he could fight. I just feel like if Bruce Banner went to space and turned into...
He wouldn't turn back into Bruce Banner.
He would be the Hulk forever in space.
Yeah. Then that exists in the comics. It's just a different thread. Whether that's going to be possible in the cinematic universe, I don't know.
It's like, how's he getting around? And, like, is he just orbiting the planet?
Maybe. He's just a fucking satellite. Like, he's just out there. And, like,
pull
that
back
could have been...
Later?
Because he doesn't... He's like, he was talking about how there's no ending. There's no way out of this. I can't have a future. Like, I'm... There's no place for me.
Yeah.
And then maybe he's committing suicide. He's just going to go into space. And I don't know.
As much as I like the idea of that, it's what seems like they're setting... What it seems like they're setting up in the movie is that Scarlett Johansson's going to go find him and be with him. That's kind of where they...
Yeah.
I feel like they said they're going with it.
That's possible, too. Yeah, we can
speculate. I don't like that, but that's... Who knows?
It was cool when he jumped into the ship. And just fucking... Yeah, but he doesn't want to be found. Remember he turned the fucking screen off?
He doesn't want to be found, no.
Hmm.
But she wants to find him.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
So what happened at the end? Did they reopen S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, it's like Avengers now. Like Avengers headquarters or something. And right. It's just, they're all the Avengers.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm missing anything. But I did like the stuff with Hawkeye and on the farm. It gave, like... You have to have moments like that for them to just talk. And
there was a part where, when I was watching that, I thought to myself, have I seen the best action scenes already? But that wasn't true. There was a good payoff in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, maybe my favorite action scene was the Hulk scene, but there was still lots of action to come following the farm.
So, yeah, and how many different ways can you show the Avengers, like, beating ass without repeating? So it's like, I know that he didn't want to do the same beats, you know, like, that you can tell when you see him fighting, it never kind of looked like Avengers 1. They're always doing different stuff. But no, I thought it was good.
I think I said all I have to say about it. I really liked it.
Yeah, me too. I guess we did talk about maybe where it would go
in
the future movies. It didn't really leave much of that, though.
No. And that's okay. Those movies can do that on their own.
I think it's a 5. I'm really excited for a rewatch, which is something I couldn't really say about Avengers 1. Avengers 1 is really back-heavy.
I felt a little bored watching it, even the second time.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it about a month, not even a month, 2 to 3 weeks after, again, in theaters, and I was just, like, just a little bored.
All the setup of
the action, like, scenes I liked watching again, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
This I could actually rewatch and, like, maybe see between the lines a little bit, like... Yeah. Stuff that I missed, because it feels disjointed, but maybe it's just because I was trying to soak it all in. There was that whole thing with...
there was a lot.
Andy Serkis, too, like his weird character.
Who's he again?
The Claw. He's just like an arms dealer. Who knew about the...
Oh, yeah.
He had
the... ripped his arm off.
Yeah, and he had the vibranium.
I thought that was going to be a big character when they introduced him.
I think he's going to be in Black Panther.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the leaked after credit scene with Spider-Man in it?
I did not.
Well,
this is the first I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, and it wasn't in the movie. There was no after credit scene.
It so leaked online, though?
Yeah, I saw something like 2 days before, and it was
Hold on, did you wait to confirm that there was no after credit scene?
Did.
You did,
I
okay.
Did. I waited a really long time. There's a... and, like, the IMAX... came up, like the IMAX like background came up, and I was like, okay, that reel's done, there's nothing else.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the internet there was this video of a guy like cleaning a window, a blurry window, and the last thing was like there was Spider-Man on a wall behind him. He's like, hey, you missed the spot, bud, and like, and then he just like flies out. And I was like, oh, like, you know, that's kind of cool, but then it wasn't in the movie, so it was a convincing fake. Like, and it looked like a leak. It looked like a cam. And I was, and like, maybe all this was done just to like, as a great hoax, but you know, it wasn't there. I don't need to see Spider-Man. The only after, like the...
Why would they not put that in though? I feel like it would just get people hyped.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen something like that. It would cost nothing.
It could just be a CG Spider-Man. Like, you could go ahead and change the guy's voice. It doesn't have to be the actual actor. It
doesn't even need to say anything. Just be a guy cleaning a window, and then you see Spider-Man crawling up a building. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Or you see a spider web. You don't even, like, they could have
done anything.
Yeah.
To plant the seed. Remember when it was
just
Thor's
hammer?
I mean,
you got fans sitting through 6 minutes of credits just to see a 5-second video clip. Like,
there's nothing.
No, because, well, they said online, like, confirmed no after credits for Avengers before the movie came out.
Yeah, but I wasn't buying that. Like, I was just thinking.
I wasn't either, and we got the Thanos thing, which,
yeah,
you know, was... what it was.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, when in the early movies, those after credit scenes weren't jokes.
No.
It was important to like setting up and like, oh fuck, the next one's gonna be Thor. Like,
yeah, Iron Man 1, you got, what the fuck happened?
Iron Man 1 was fucking
Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
Talking about getting him.
Yeah.
That's how far it's come.
Yeah. Shield was a joke in Iron Man 1. Coulson, Agent Coulson, like,
yeah,
he just wanted to talk to Iron Man, and he couldn't through like the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of Incredible Hulk, Tony Stark showed up and just showed that, like, okay, this is a connected universe, and like, see that these two movies are connected. At the end of Cap was Thor's hammer. At the end of Thor was the Avengers trailer, I think.
I think at the end of Thor... No, it wasn't an Avengers trailer. I don't think they ever hinted to them all being together. I think at the end of the Thor, you had Thanos for the first time.
No, Thanos was Avengers.
At the end of Thor, you had...
There was one that was just
a trailer.
At the
end of Thor, you had the Collector, and he had...
That was Thor 2.
Scarlet Witch in the cage?
That was Cap 2.
Fuck.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't really list them all. Like,
what was at the end of
too many of them?
Iron Man 3.
Oh,
it was him talking to Banner.
Oh yeah, he's like, "Were you awake?
Yeah.
Did you listen to any of that?"
Yeah. See, they turned into jokes, but before, like, they were meaningful. I mean, dropping Spider-Man in would have been awesome.
Well, I guess they don't need to be meaningful anymore. Maybe that's it.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm fine with the joke.
But there wasn't anything. There was no joke.
Yeah, I just want something.
So,
have they said what Spider-Man's going to be, his first appearance is going to be? Civil War?
Heavily rumored Civil War. But, I mean, that movie is in production, so it's I don't want it to be shoehorned, but...
Have they said who's playing Spider-Man yet?
No, I think the frontrunner is Asa Butterfield from Hugo. and the Ender's Game. Yeah.
Oh.
Like they're doing a young Peter Parker.
Oh wow.
Very, very young.
Well, we'll see.
But have you heard the title? Rumored title is Spider-Man: The Next Avenger or The New Avenger?
For the movie?
Yeah, and Captain America might not make it through Civil War. You know, because Chris Evans is done. You have Bucky as the Winter Soldier in there.
I would say the most likely scenario is Tony Stark doesn't make it simply because...
Tony Stark is in Avengers 3.
So is Chris Evans, though, isn't he?
No.
He's not.
No.
That's confirmed?
He's done.
He said, I'm not doing any more of these movies.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
I don't even think he wants to be an actor. He's just like, I think he wants to be a director.
He said, doesn't matter how much they pay him, he's not doing it.
He said that, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, I guess you're right.
Knowing that kind of stuff, you know? Like it.
Yeah, I didn't. Because I would have thought, you know, fucking Robert Downey Jr. has just done it too many times. Like, how many more times is he going to do it? I guess he likes it, though. It's like Hugh Jackman. He'll just keep playing Wolverine.
If they said, like, look, we're going to pay you half, but you're only going to be, like, a cameo. You're not going to be, like, a main character. He could just be running S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, after Civil War, Iron Man is working for the government, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could just be Tony Stark, and now you've got War Machine, fucking Falcon, who are now Avengers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they don't... Plus, there's going to be fucking Black Panther, fucking Doctor Strange, The Inhumans, Guardians of the Galaxy are in there. Like, they're...
I'm excited for the balloon is getting pretty big.
Yeah, I'm I like
that's my
too.
Most anticipated standalone. New standalone.
Yeah. Well, Spider-Man counts.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely my most anticipated standalone. 2017.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well.
Episode 8.
You want to talk about Star Wars?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay attention.
Welcome to the fish fry where niggas get burnt to a crisp. Jump out the pot, yeah, yo, I got this. Long armor, constructions on, I'm pro drama. Catch me in the wildest beats, I bring bombers.
Okay, so, I mean, on the All Rageful podcast, I had a chance to say quite a bit about Star Wars.
Right.
But, what do you got to say about it? What do you want to know from me? What questions you got?
Oh, man.
I mean, we can start breaking down the trailer. But yeah, why don't you tell me what you think?
What I think of the trailer.
Yeah, did you like it?
But yeah, like, I don't even know how to put it into words. I saw this maybe this is the best way. I saw this comic strip online, and it was just a guy sitting at a computer, and the speech bubble was like, oh, JJ, like, they're making a new Star Wars movie, whatever, the prequels weren't that good. And then it shows the opening of the trailer in a comic strip, and then the next scene is just the guy sitting at his computer with a giant smile and, like, a bunch of Star Wars toys around him. I feel like that's kind of...
Yeah.
What it did to everybody. I was talking about it...
It's perfect.
...for a few days before it came out. I knew it was going to show there. And my big thing was... the people who I work with, we went to see Avengers together with Sarah. And what I was saying to them was, I'm not going to be able to see Avengers if the Star Wars trailer is showing with Avengers. I can't watch that for the first time and then sit through Avengers, because I'm going to be thinking about the trailer the whole time. Like, it would just be a waste of my money and I'd have to see Avengers again. I'm going to need to rewatch this trailer 10 times in a row and talk. So I knew that. So I was like, you know, I think they're going to show it at Celebration at the panel. Yeah. You know, it's on Thursday, it's in 5 days, just wait, I'll let you know then if we're gonna buy the tickets. So, you know, I'd been talking about it for a while, and just, like, you know, a bunch of people, they didn't really care about Star Wars that much, like, they're not really fans, I would say, but Everybody was just like, man, that trailer was awesome.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The part that, like, the low point of the trailer for me is Han and Chewie at the end.
I'm that, like, was awesome the first time you saw it, though.
Everybody loves it. They're just like, yeah! Like, they're just going wild over that last scene.
Well, I loved it the first few times. That was awesome. I mean, now, when I watch it now just to analyze every little microsecond, it's not... There's nothing more there for me.
Fucking Chewie's got... They're on the Falcon. And Chewie's
on the Falcon.
Chewie's got his...
Bowcaster.
Yeah, he's got it, like, pointed. Like,
Yeah.
They're hijacking that thing.
They're home.
I love that Han's this home. Old fucking drunk, like, Joey. He's like fucking smiling. We're home.
Struggling to breathe. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Well, you know what? We just watched, well, to the listeners, we just watched Return of the Jedi on 1.5 speed, which is
enjoyable.
It's really good.
It's the recommended speed. At the very least for the lightsaber battles, that was fucking awesome.
Lightsaber battles were awesome. The Emperor sounded cooler.
Oh, shit. That's why he sounded cooler. Now, that didn't even click for me. I was just like,
you will die. Like, it was just so quick.
He sounds cool in the old movies regardless. He does not sound anywhere near cool in the prequels. Yeah. It's just so forced.
Vader's delivery sounded a little bit better at 1.5 speed. The lightsabers are better.
Yeah, because there's less time in the breathes. It's not like...
Yeah.
It's just... And like he says his thing right away. It's better.
Yeah. The fighting in Jedi at one... Or the space battles. It's like anime. Like it's just all sped up. Like they're just like floating like on those quick... passes of like of the Star Destroyer and they're flying next to the fucking the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
Looked awesome.
That was really cool.
Plus all the bullshit happens pretty quick too.
Yeah.
But
getting back to the
we're talking about the sequel.
The trailer.
That's one thing I wanted to bring up was that this is very clearly a sequel to Return of the Jedi. Like it's not like the new Star Wars trilogy. Where is everybody now? Like, no. This is what happens pretty much immediately after. You know, I mean, there's still remnants of the war, you know, like, of the Rebels versus, like, the Imperial takedown. The fall of the Empire. There's, obviously, that still exists. Not enough time has passed for the Empire to truly fall. Like, the you know, you cut off one head and two more grow in its place. The whole Hydra thing.
See, like... I don't know where to draw that line. Like, yeah, in this trailer, it really seems like that's the picture they're painting, but according to the Lucas canon, I mean, he added that scene in the end of Return of the Jedi where it shows peace across the galaxy and them all celebrating. So I guess if you gotta take that's the true. Logistics into it, yeah, maybe those ships need to fall and whatever, but...
Maybe the...
There could just be a disconnect there.
Maybe it's just, you know, some rogue generals are, you know, they've been pushed back, you know, like in, like now they're on the decline, you know, and they, like they've got certain battalions and legions that are still active, but maybe they're not in control. Maybe they exist in some broken fashion.
Yeah.
But how do you get a galaxy all on the same page like that quickly with corruption and...
Yeah.
And, you know, because there could be a lot of systems that have a strong Imperial hold, and the Rebels would have to go and do an offensive on those planets, which wouldn't be easy.
What?
And it's a fucking galaxy. Like,
what makes that even stronger is the fact that they're not on Tatooine. They're on... What's the name of that new planet?
I forget. Raku?
Jakku.
Jakku, yeah.
So, I mean, why would they say that? Like, because obviously Tatooine's fine.
Tatooine,
whatever.
I'm sure it's okay.
Jakku, on the other hand, could be on the other side of the galaxy and heavily under. So, yeah. Right? I mean, why would they reinvent Tatooine and just rebrand it? Like, just use Tatooine. It's the Star Wars universe. Everyone knows what Tatooine is.
That would really shrink the size of the universe as if we were still on that one planet.
Yeah.
Or the galaxy, you know?
Yeah, I just think, I don't know, that could be a way... that they're doing that.
Yeah.
Do you think Vader's, how we saw in the trailer, Vader's, like, burned helmet, do you think that's going to be in the movie? Or was that just for that trailer?
Well, rumor has had it that there's a band of Sith, like, fanatics, and they collect relics, and they, like, are trying, like, so it could just be one of the relics that this person has, or maybe Luke has it. Because that's essentially what we're looking at with Luke's lightsaber, is a relic. Maybe they're looking after it. At the panel, Oscar Isaac said he gets sent by Princess Leia to go retrieve the lightsaber, or a princess, he says.
He says that? To retrieve a lightsaber?
Yeah, they ask him.
He doesn't say Luke's, though.
No, I think... No, what he says... Yeah, you're right. What he says is he's a rebel pilot who gets sent on a mission by a certain princess, and along in that mission he meets Finn and their and
their
Rey, and
destinies are intertwined.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm maybe jumping to conclusion there that what his mission is to go get that relic. It could be the mission is to go find Luke. I mean, where the fuck is Luke? Yeah. And he seems... I mean,
are you pretty confident that's Luke who puts his hand on R2?
Yeah.
I am too. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was intended to be known that that's the case.
Yeah.
You never know with fucking Trickster Abrams, but...
Well, there are a lot of the stories, and I know, like, all of the existing material is no longer canon, but they could pick and choose what they liked of, you know, like, Heir to the Throne, or is it Heir to the Empire?
Oh, you're talking about Extended Universe.
Extended Universe, yeah.
I was going to say, the original shit is definitely still canon, but yeah, the Extended Universe, I don't know, man.
But a lot of those threads see Luke go down a dark path.
I think when you're redoing the titles and like a guy like J.J. Abrams, he's not going to do that. Everyone online was speculating about that from day one, and I just think he's flying his own flag.
I don't think he's a villain. I just think maybe he's gone deeper into, like, he's still not a complete person. He's still very isolated after Return of the Jedi. Like, everyone's partying. He's by himself with Vader. That's the last we've seen Luke.
He's down there partying with them.
Oh, he is. And then he sees the ghosts.
He has his moment with Vader, and then he goes back.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right.
That was just between him and Vader, right?
So, yeah, I think it's probably in Luke's fucking bunker. Like, he just opens it up. Maybe he thinks everything's over, and he's decided he doesn't want to do the Jedi thing. Like, the whole new Jedi Order never actually happened as far as, like, what today's canon is. And
It may be in this movie. Maybe it's not a Jedi Order, but it's a... I don't know. I imagine Leia did it, not Luke.
Yeah.
If there is to be, like, an established, like, it's Leia and their kid, and... But then, no, where was Han?
Well,
he could only be referring to the Falcon in that line.
Han and Leia may not have had a happy ending.
No.
Leia's busy trying to rebuild the Republic.
They may not have had
Han's
a kid.
A fucking...
Although I would like to see that. I'd like to see someone's kid.
It's got to be Han and Leia.
Yeah.
It can't be Luke's. Luke is too...
Yeah, because then you got to give Luke a wife or something, and that just wouldn't work.
Yeah. So, like, the dialogue in the new trailer is, the Force is strong in my family, so are we led to believe that someone, one of these new three characters, the you that he's talking about, is someone in the Skywalker bloodline? So
I
have
definitely
to be.
Think so.
Yeah, and my guess is it's Han and Leia's kid.
When he says, this is the big one, this is the one everyone's talking about, when he says, my father has it, do you think he's talking about Vader as a Force ghost? Skywalker?
I think those lines were pulled from Jedi. And that's that.
What? No, they're in there for a reason.
He says all of those lines. You have that power too? He says that in Jedi?
I don't know. I gotta think it means something.
Maybe it does. It seems like... should it be obvious that it was pulled from Jedi? Maybe J.J. Abrams, or whoever put that trailer together, I'm guessing it was Abrams, like, okay, you know, these are clearly pulled from Jedi, and that's why it doesn't matter that he says, my father has it.
No. I think
because if they redid those lines, it wouldn't be, my father has it.
J.J.
Abrams
gonna
be any Force ghost.
Showing this trailer to the world, every word is like...
He's a fucking sneaky...
But every word is, like, you can't just do that. You can't put something like that in and then just have it have nothing to do with anything. It was just a thing that was said. There's
okay, well,
weight
let me,
to that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the lines, there has been an awakening, have you felt it? Like, do you think that is in the movie at any point?
I don't know if that's in the movie, but has a lot to do with the movie.
Well, those Luke Skywalker lines don't have to be in the movie.
No, but they are referencing plot points in the movie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that Luke's going to speak that in the film, no. But I think those were put in there intentionally, so you have an idea and you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, is Vader in the movie? That's possible.
I don't think there's going to be Force ghosts.
Is he alive?
No.
He could be.
What? We just watched Jedi.
Nothing's for sure.
What? He died and then he burned him in a pyre.
I don't know. You didn't see his face get burned. You saw his costume get burned.
The costume is him. He doesn't put on an outfit.
Okay, Vader turns good. Humor me. Vader turns good. Who's going to believe that? The entire galaxy has watched this fucking masked freak go around and kill kids and stuff. Vader and Luke go off somewhere. He's hiding in the woods waiting. Luke saves him. They go off together. And he rebrands himself. He can never tell anyone he was Vader. That could be a cool story. Why not?
It could be, but I think it's pretty far-fetched. I mean,
I do think it's unlikely, but I'm just saying. I gotta entertain it as a possibility.
Even the fact that, like, in Star Wars, there seems to be a human race, and that ages and could and will die of old age. and he would be, like, 90 by now.
Yeah,
Luke is right. An old man.
That wouldn't be the case. Oh, it could have happened, though. I don't know, man. I'm just talking about it.
Handgate, the fucking thing on the...
yeah,
you know,
I don't want to argue about it anymore, but I think it's an alien hand.
Okay, well, I'm going to chop this in. Doug and I watched the trailer together, and I'll punch a little bit of that in. Right now.
You're fucking Stoops, bro.
It's not a fucking three-fingered alien.
It doesn't have three fingers. But it's also...
It took me forever to realize that was an X-Wing, too.
Oh, really? I saw it right away. I'm not trying to say I'm cooler than you. I just I saw it right away.
You hear the background? Vocals?
My father hasn't. Is it recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we can talk about stuff?
Almost.
I haven't. My sister.
See that thumb?
Yeah, it's an alien's hand.
No, it's not.
And look how skinny it is compared to the likely woman's hand that's receiving that lightsaber.
Okay, look.
Rewind it a little bit.
No. The reveal is here.
Rewind it a second.
See? There's a fucking ring on that hand. It's multiple fingers.
Buddy, I only see four. It's like this finger is gone. It's like that is the hand. Pause it.
Okay, did you see that?
Its weird bracelets and shit? It's not a human.
It's totally a human.
No, it's not. We'll see, I guess, but it's not.
It's a fucking human arm with
bracelets. Go again, one second again. It lights up.
There's a human face. Right there.
It's a droid. And a fucking... Whatever that is just as orange as the hand.
No.
We're gonna have to see.
That's a fucking human hand.
If you think it's a human hand, why do you think it's so skinny and weird looking? You think it's just
maybe
an
it's an
effect?
Old person. My guess is that's Carrie Fisher's hand. Oh, this? I remember this. This was my brother's. Where did you find this?
We'll see. I don't know.
That's a fucking human hand.
I don't think it is.
It's Carrie Fisher's ugly alien hand.
we'll see.
Okay, so it's obviously a human hand.
It's obviously a fucking alien's hand. It's orange. I'll give you, if you know what, if it's Carrie Fisher's weird looking arm, I'll laugh at that, and I won't be upset that I was wrong.
Yeah.
Having seen that and entertaining that thought, still think it's an alien hand. What? Okay. Why do you think it can't be an alien hand?
Because it's a human hand.
Buddy, 40% of the characters in this movie are going to be aliens.
Hey, that's something I wanted to bring up. There's no aliens in this trailer. No aliens or monsters.
Right. But there are going to be a fuck ton in the movie. There's also only three faces. There's only three human faces.
Oh, I guess if you consider Chewbacca an alien, he's in the trailer.
Yeah, I do consider Chewbacca an alien. He's not a human.
I've been vocal about not liking J.J. Abrams' monster or creature design. I didn't like Cloverfield. I liked Cloverfield. It's just, they're really strange looking. All the monsters in the Star Trek movies, I didn't like.
But, I don't know if you can say it's J.J. Abrams. It's the creature team. And he's got a Lucasfilm creature team now, so
creature
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Hopefully they just did their thing. And
well, you saw the one the first thing you ever saw when you announced Force for Change.
Oh, was that big fucking pig?
That, no, he looked like the mask salesman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That thing was really cool.
Yeah, I forgot about that guy.
He was awesome. He's in the movie. Like,
yeah.
Or he was just a reject, maybe, but either way.
Do you think that was him?
It could have fucking been.
Do you think that was his hand?
Yeah, why not?
It was low.
It was him. It was probably him.
Oh!
He's a fucking scrubber in... Okay, go back to Empire, no, where Luke got his hand cut off and lost that lightsaber. There were all those vents. He's a vent cleaner. He's
yeah,
scrubbing the vents, and he finds that and tucks it away.
Oh. When I first saw the trailer, I was thinking, like, oh my god, that downed Star Destroyer on Jakku, that's the Star Destroyer where Vader fought Luke and Luke got his hand cut off. And then I remembered they were on Cloud City when he got his hand cut off.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be like some scrubber on Cloud City, and whether that's going to be relevant.
Do you know, I didn't know this until recently, that Lucasfilm or Disney said before that trailer came out that Luke's lightsaber was going to be in the movie? They publicly said that.
That was a huge leak.
Right.
Was that lightsaber had something to do with the story.
And then I think they confirmed it before the trailer came out.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know.
Hey, something I wanted to mention is, at Celebration, they showed the trailer twice in a row. Did you know that?
No.
At the convention there, at the panel, they showed the trailer and then immediately again, as soon as it was done.
That's awesome.
I know, that's so awesome.
Because that's what everyone wanted. I watched the live stream. Like, live stream, I had the day off. I was watching it right in here in my living room. And when they announced the trailer, they didn't show the trailer on the live stream.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah! And I just went to YouTube and I had to refresh it, because it didn't actually go on YouTube till like probably 2 minutes after that. But I was like, come on, oh my god, I know it's out there, everyone's seen it, come on, come on, come on. And I'm just refreshing it, and then finally fucking showed up. Because it wasn't the most searched for thing on YouTube yet when it was uploaded. No. Like, that's how fresh I was to getting it. Like, it was, you type in Force Awakens trailer, you know, all the fan cuts were, like, higher up above that and everything.
Yeah. So, you've had your idea about Vader still being alive, which is ridiculous.
I'm not saying I think that's going to happen. I'm just envisioning a crazy scenario.
You did say humor me.
And that anything can happen.
Yeah. But what, if you could guess, make your prediction at what this movie's about. Okay. Like, certain things, like, who is the chrome trooper? What
I'd
happens?
Like to publicly say I do not think that is what happens in this movie. It's a Vader thing. I'm just entertaining it. What do I think happens? I don't know. I think my best guess is, fuck, I don't even know how to form a best guess. Loosely, it's, you know, it's about the three new actors. They're together. I imagine Harrison Ford will have a large role in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He will be a character who gets a lot of screen time. I don't think Leia will get much. Maybe she dies in the first movie. You know, fuck it, maybe I'll just go with what everyone's saying. It's this, John Boyega is a stormtrooper that deflects. He comes down to Jakku, meets Finn, and
Finn is the stormtrooper. No,
Rey is the girl. Rey. Meets Rey, and Oscar Isaac comes in.
Arrests them.
And, well, he's a rebel. Like, is...
Maybe, yeah.
Are the rebels in power? I don't know.
Well, at Celebration,
they really didn't show, as much as we saw nothing.
The rebels are now called the Resistance, and the Imperials are now called
the First Order.
First Order. What I liked is that we don't leave Jakku in the trailer, except for Oscar Isaac's scene on that other water, like mountain area, and then the rest of it's either in space on a ship or there's the one scene with the Imperial or the First Order, and it's a snow planet, but I'm pretty sure, like, this Jakku scene is the first 10 minutes.
Only?
Well, I mean, they gotta get off of... Actually,
think of the first movie, though.
Because all that stuff where he's a stormtrooper, does that happen after or before Jakku? Like, the attack on the...
I think before. I think in the station...
That's gonna be how it starts.
In the station, imagine this. He witnesses, like, a execution or a murder.
Well,
he takes off his helmet.
That TIE fighter attacking...
I think he's driving that. I think what happens is, like, maybe they force him to kill someone. You know, something like that happens.
Okay.
He has this great realization, and he's forced on the run, and he has to blast his fucking way out of there.
Here's what I think. Kylo Ren and that chrome trooper are like the fucking the goons of the First Order. And I believe, I don't believe, but
the goons of the First Order.
Yeah, like somebody is telling them what to do. I don't think Kylo Ren's in charge. I think he's the muscle. He's the Vader.
There's another Vader, right? type of Sidious figure.
Yeah, so Kylo Ren is the Vader, right? Yeah. Not the Emperor.
No, I agree with that.
So let's say it's that Chrome Trooper flying the TIE Fighter, and like it's all of a sudden there's this thing, and it's like, I'm in charge now, do what I say. Any Stormtrooper that says no, like, you're getting fucking taken out, and that's what happens. Like, there's, I think, the First Order replaces the Imperials in this movie.
That would be cool. I like that idea.
And John Boyega is a Stormtrooper who flees, and then ends up with Kira and Jumbo and fucking Oscar Isaac.
The only problem with that is
that he's still bad.
Why would he want to do that? I mean, they're by nature bad. Well, maybe they're not necessarily bad people. They're just guys looking for a steady job in an evil, corrupt empire.
They're soldiers.
Why would he care? Soldiers take orders.
Yeah.
He's not a high officer. This doesn't really have a lot to do with the plot, but you saw all the Stormtrooper costumes at Celebration?
Yeah.
The Flame Trooper and the Snow Trooper. So I think those are going to be planet-specific. We're going to get a lot of those planets in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for that.
That, I mean, and that's all speculation just based on the two scenes that we've seen in the trailer and the fact that they're called the First Order. It makes sense that it's a new birth of, like, and they have
Why is the Millennium Falcon on that planet?
That, on Jakku?
Yeah. That's the question.
Because that's where Kira lives, and Kira's their fucking kid. Or, sorry, Rey.
Why would Rey have a shitty job as a scrap part gatherer? They said that's her job.
I have no idea.
She takes that speeder out and she grabs parts off fallen Imperial things and tries to sell them.
So which one is
she
the
wouldn't
kid?
Be doing that. I don't know.
It could be Domhnall Gleeson.
Yeah?
We don't even know what the fuck he's doing.
I mean, the kid could be, who knows, man, like, why is the Falcon there? What does Han have to do with this?
Well, you know
how are Luke, Han, and Leia all tied together now?
Okay, I got an answer for you. If Leia sent Oscar Isaac after them, maybe the Falcon just went with it. Maybe it was part of that mission. They both show up there.
Why did Han give up the Falcon?
Maybe it wasn't his choice. I don't know. It's a good question.
It's their home. Yeah. They don't fucking... What are they gonna do without that? If Han left Leia, which it means he left the Republic...
And she got the Falcon in the divorce.
Well, Han's not... No, she wouldn't have, because if Han left that, it means he went back to being a smuggler, and he needs the Falcon to be a smuggler. And a pilot for hire.
I don't know.
I don't either. It's just...
Yeah, but... The point I was trying to make earlier was, what we've seen is probably very, very early in the movie. Like, that big red banner.
That was awesome.
My guess is that thing just got rolled out.
Yeah.
We are the First Order!
I like that theory. I agree with it.
Because they're taking over. They're no longer the Imperials. Like, you're with us because we're taking...
Some slight modification to the uniform.
Yeah.
How did more Sith come?
Well, the Force woke up, right? So, I mean, there's probably a lot of Force-sensitive characters that we haven't seen.
But how can they, like... Who can teach them about the dark side? They can't teach themselves. They could seek ancient teachings, like...
Okay, so the rule of two, by its nature, cannot really exist. Because there'd always be a new apprentice coming in. So, like, there's always Sith users. They just don't reveal themselves, I'm guessing, until they're strong enough to take down one of the existing, like, rule of two leaders.
Yeah.
The rule of two is not all... It's not like a Sith, like... commandment. It's just that's the era that we're in. Like the other
Star
Wars
like
stories.
when Sith used to rule the Republic, like a long time ago, the rule of two was not in place. Yeah. There were Sith and there were Dark Jedi.
Yeah,
Sith Lords and Dark Jedi are completely different.
Even though they dig into that stuff with Clone Wars too, like the Dark Saber. Like there's different wheels.
Korriban, the Sith planet. Like
yeah.
It'd be cool to see that in a movie.
There's that lava planet that Luke's on. Why would he go
there? Korriban?
I don't know.
Why would he go there?
Why is he hunched over like that? I don't understand what's going on with Luke.
He was hunched over.
When he put his hand on R2.
I thought he was sitting down.
Why did
he... Sitting on a log or something, like he had a campfire.
Maybe. Maybe he's...
Him and R2, like, out on the desert range.
If it's a campfire, wouldn't it be nice if it was Dagobah? And Luke just lives there in Dagobah.
That's where the fucking academy is.
No.
Why not?
I honestly believe there's no academy.
Yeah.
Because...
People hated that in the... what they tried to do with that in the first movie didn't translate well to fans, and I don't think they're going to repeat something like that.
What do you mean the first movie?
In the prequels, sorry.
Oh,
like having a Jedi Academy school? As a new big place. It's not what J.J. Abrams said he's doing with the movies.
But Master Yoda.
Yeah, he's very much a fan. We've already seen that in the Star Wars universe. It didn't work well. We don't need it again. No. And I think J.J. Abrams is not on that mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Has Luke trained other Jedi? It's very possible.
Well, the best way...
I don't think Carrie Fisher's going to be a Jedi.
No. But the best way to keep balance is to not train... Is not to bring unbalance, right? Like, if you start training tons of Jedi, they're going to start to turn, and then there's going to be Sith. Like, the best Sith are started as Jedi.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe his decision is to, you know, regress. And, like... Balance exists only when there's no Jedi or Sith, because that's essentially where we're at the end of Return of the Jedi. He's the only one.
Yeah,
Vader and the Emperor are both gone. Kylo Ren is so fucking badass.
I mean, it's called The Force Awakens. There has been an awakening. What has awakened?
It could be one person. It could be many.
Could be.
What about Rogue One? Didn't get to see much.
No.
Do you like the... So we got Felicity Jones, Ben Mendelsohn from Bloodline.
Who's he again?
Danny.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
I liked him and I hated him.
Well, you're meant to.
Yeah, but I don't know that I can, like, let go of... It's just the way his, like, face was, and he was like a little bit trashy, so that it worked really well in his character and making him the villain. I know, but I don't think he can unact that. I think that's a part of who he is as a person.
Yeah.
At the very least, if he's that good of an actor, I'm gonna still see that coming through in him.
So anyway, Star Wars movie with no Jedi, no Sith.
Yeah. Cool idea.
Rebels versus Imperials. It's a war movie, apparently. Cinematographer from Zero Dark Thirty, and I mean. What's his name? Not Trank. Not Josh Trank.
Gareth Edwards.
Edwards, yeah.
Yeah. Godzilla.
I don't think the movie was good, but I don't think it had anything to do with the directing. I thought it was the story that was bad in that movie, in Godzilla.
Yeah, I mean, I just like monster movies, and it did...
It was cool.
What I wanted from it.
But the presentation of that trailer was awesome. Yeah. Like, just... The voiceover, and it like was had a lot of weight. You're like, get out of there! We need help!
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a war, and they're going to lose, and that's
well. They eventually get the plans for the Death Star. We know that.
Oh, I guess so.
How do you have like Obi-Wan's going to be in this movie? This is an Obi-Wan fucking spinoff. Like,
you
the
think
time
so?
Is right? No, I don't.
No.
He can't be in it.
What, are they going to have Ewan McGregor come in? They're not going to do that.
You're right. But how do you have no fucking...
What's it's in line that... with where things are going with the Rebels show. The Rebels show just has Jedi in it for kids to buy fucking lightsabers.
Yeah.
Like, it's... That guy's not a real Jedi.
Who, Ezra?
I haven't even seen the show, and I'm saying that. Like,
well, the thing is Ahsoka's in the show now. Like, Rebels is essentially turned into Clone Wars 2.
Yeah.
Like, the first season of Rebels was just a small Rebel cell kind of only operating on, like, two planets. Like, they don't really go very far in that first season. They go through space, but from, like, three different planets. That's it. And then what happens is they end up causing a ruckus big enough for... the actual Star Wars story to, like, intervene. So now we've got Ahsoka shows up, Rex shows up, and a couple of old clones, which is great because you have clones and stormtroopers in the same stories.
Mm-hmm.
And Rex actually makes a comment like, "You're gonna need a. I hope they bring a better brand of soldier than these fucking stormtroopers. Like they're garbage. Like stormtroopers are essentially free recruits, and clones cost a lot of money, so that's why they changed that."
Yeah.
And on the flip side, the Emperor has sent Vader in to make sure, like, okay, go snuff out this little rebellion cell. And what happens is all these little different cells of Rebels align, and then you get the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah.
And we're not that far from A New Hope in this Rebels timeline. So how would, like, now that there's Ahsoka around, like,
no, what, I don't think they what should I'm saying
include
is
those cartoons as canon. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Who knows? But I'm just saying it seems to be in line with where the universe is going with the Rebels show. And I mean, theoretically, if this movie is about them stealing the plans and their valiant effort, that's taking place at the same time as A New Hope. It's not before. It's right at the same time. Like, yeah, so Leia's off with Luke
while this is
happening. Well, and no, that could be the case. Oh,
no,
yeah.
At the beginning of New Hope, it's Leia puts the plans for the Death Star in R2.
So that happened the day before A New Hope. Who
which
cares?
Is crazy. This is like the a fucking prequel to A New Hope, which is wild.
Kind of, but I feel like saying a prequel
it's
is almost
the same
not...
Death Star.
It's almost not doing it justice because they're so close together. It's not like it was like a year before... It was like the 12 hours before Leia's ship got boarded. This had happened. She had the plans, and Vader knew because the war... He knew the war was happening...
But
he figured
Vader's
it out.
Not in this Rogue One movie.
No. And I know that, but I'm saying none of those characters need to be in this movie, and there don't need to be any Jedi. Maybe it could be a Leia hologram talking to them.
Also,
for some of it.
The plans don't necessarily need to be on board of the Death Star. They could be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And they steal the plans, like... So...
I mean, we saw that, like
Vader's
I imagine,
on the Death Star.
What I imagine is that silhouette of it being built is not habitable. There's no person on that. That's just like you're putting the first blocks together.
Yeah, the foundation.
Yeah, ships are building that, and no people are inside of that thing.
Yeah, so
we don't need to see that again.
This movie happens. They get the plans. They get them back to the Rebel Alliance, like leaders, and then as
at great cost.
And Leia has now. Leia's got them, and Vader's already on her tail. Like,
yeah, they get the plans. Like, there's a great struggle. It's a war. Mostly all of them die. You don't snuff out the Imperials. You're sneaking in to get some plans. You get those plans, you get them to Leia, and immediately they tell Vader.
Yeah, exactly.
And Vader can tell that it's Leia that has them.
Yeah.
The Emperor gets wind. Hey, we got a problem. Get our guy on it.
Yeah.
It's right
when
away.
When we heard about these standalones... They were saying, like, oh, you know what? It's going to be stories in the universe that aren't necessarily connected to the Skywalker story.
This it was rumored to be character stories, though.
This is originally. Really close.
Yeah.
This is really close. It's almost too close. Like, maybe it's just because it's the first one. They want to keep it tied pretty closely. But, like, why not something that's Old Republic era? Or, you know, like, just some other weird, like, smuggling ring.
As much as I would love that. An Old Republic era, I don't think we'll ever get that because the average idiot is too stupid to watch those movies and think... They would just confuse dumb people, and they won't put that out with the risk of that, I think. As much as I would love to see something like that, it would just... What? I don't get it when someone's watching Episode 8 and they had that in between. They're just going to be dumb and confused and...
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I don't think any of the characters will be in this movie.
Do you think they're going to hire the bounty hunters? Like, we've heard of... you said no just now, but we've heard, oh, there's going to be a Boba Fett movie. He could be in this movie. They could hire him to help with the heist. I don't know. Like, it's...
I think a Boba Fett movie is a big deal, and a lot of people want that, and they want to see it, and I think they can just do
Boba Fett could
Fett
be his own trilogy, really.
Yeah, like, they can... People don't get sick of Boba Fett. It's like the number one selling toy. It's fucking huge. I don't get it myself. The only thing I like about it is he looks like a little cooler than the other stormtroopers, maybe. Or maybe he's just different. But he still kind of looks enough like one that he's interesting.
Yeah, he's just a cool looking guy.
Yeah, he's a cool looking guy.
What sucks is that we know Boba Fett's origin and it's staying. It's not going to change.
Yeah.
There's no, like, Mandalorian fucking war and his, You know, like,
I don't care about his origin though. Like,
Boba what?
Fett's a TV show, man. Every week he gets a different bounty.
Yeah,
that's fucking what I want to see. Like,
you know what? I really like what they did with Boba Fett in the Clone Wars. So, like, they kind of did rescue his character. By the end of the Clone Wars, he's just him and a group of other bounty hunters are, like Aurra Sing, that Cad Bane guy who's in Clone Wars is awesome.
Is Bosk? Bosk?
Bosk is in it.
The only Bosk I remember from the Clone Wars is when Ahsoka gets captured on that planet and there's the race of those Bosk things and they're all bounty hunters. Chewbacca's on that episode.
Yeah, but Bosk is in another episode.
Is he?
Yeah.
The actual Bosk character?
Yeah. But, like...
IG-88
Yeah, IG-88's around. It's the... It's the fucking galaxy's greatest bounty hunters. Like, it's just, they all hang out together.
That scene in Empire, though, is so funny, because it's just a half second of just get a dinosaur, get a robot, just like, just throw some weird shit on there, but you have these fucking cool-ass bounty hunters.
Yeah, well, I don't want to exhaust this any more than we already have. Do you have anything else you want to bring up?
No, I'm just talking about Star Wars now.
Yeah, we don't know when the next episode of Side Quest is going to go up, but if you have any questions, we're going to be hosting these on allrange1.com, so you can head there and leave a message in the show thread. If you want to subscribe, just subscribe to the All Range 1 podcast on iTunes, and you'll start to get our show as well.
Feel free to request any topics to discuss.
Yeah, and we'll keep going at it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
I stole it clean.
Yeah. I heard. I don't even think you told me you stole it. Like, you're like, I was like, oh, where'd Joe get a jab? And you were like, oh, the room chat was like, ripped it out of a Myers box, wasted. Just like a cereal box. It's the prize at the bottom. The heart of the set.
Yeah.
Throw the fucking box down. It's worthless now. I've ripped the core right out of it.
Yeah, it's Jabba's palace. There's no Jabba anymore. Because it's sitting next to my...
palace.
It's sitting next to my droid escape.
Oh, you know why I don't have the fucking YouTube app? Because if you watch it online, you can control it from your iPad or iPhone.
What?
Yeah, now you can't with this bullshit.
Who cares?
I care.
Don't you wonder what Kibble's doing?